The Burt Show.
You have to have a PR spin on what has happened to you in order to present you in a good light. So we were thinking about this yesterday, and we were wondering if any of our Burt Show listeners need a crisis PR plan, because obviously us in here can come up with a better one than Faith Hill's publicist did. Yeah. So we could come up with a crisis PR plan for you. So if you have embarrassed yourself in one way or another, or said something or done something where you need to spin it and sort of have a good excuse for why you did something, whether it was at work or an email you sent or having a conversation about somebody that they busted you on, or something in your friend group, your mommy group, your school group, whatever it is, if you need a PR spin, a crisis PR plan, then just give us a call.
We'll give you something to chew on. 404-741-1005. So we're looking for somebody very specific, something. Any one of those scenarios that Jen just played out could have happened, but you haven't addressed it yet with the people that are concerned with this crisis.
Right.
So you can still come up with an excuse that is plausible, that is obviously not going to be the truth, but we can get you closer to the truth to where at least they have some doubt in their mind, like, oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay, that sounds
that
like
that makes sense
work.
To me.
Yeah, some sort of crisis going on in your life. We've got your crisis PR plan. We'll determine it for you.
So you got four people here eager and ready to almost create. I mean, isn't it the job of a publicist to create believable lies?
Let me give you an example of somebody who
I'm sure all the publicists listening right now are
Well, isn't it? I mean, with any one of these Britney things or Kevin Federline's or Faith Hill is a great example, we have to come up with a lie that people will believe.
You know, who could use our help right now probably is that fella Ethan that we got the phone call about an hour ago. Like, he's having a little bit of a crisis at work today. His girlfriend found out that he was cheating and decided to take it out on all of his coworkers.
Well, he's cheating with somebody he works with. What she is accusing him of.
He's in a bit of a pickle.
This guy would be perfect. This is perfect because this is the call we took about an hour ago. And we'll continue to take your calls right now. To help you out, 404-741-1005. But Jeff is right. This guy right here needs PR spin today.
Hello. Hey, I just have a public service announcement for one of your listeners.
Okay.
I just want to say to Ethan that Ethan shouldn't leave his laptop up and running on the kitchen table when his girlfriend spends the night, especially if he's been trading emails for months with a married coworker that he's been doing at lunch and after work.
Oh.
Because if she wanted to, Ethan's girlfriend could email herself all of his contacts and forward herself all of the emails that you have exchanged with the slut. And as soon as she gets home, she could email all of those to all of your coworkers. She could even take drunken, naked vacation photos from the 4th of July weekend and send them as well, so everyone, including the slut you were doing, knows about your shortcomings. And to the whore named Sarah, who is married, you are a piece of trash. And to her husband, Raj, I'm going to call you and tell you everything when I get home tonight. So I hope all of you have a great day.
All right, so that's the call that we take. We didn't even know that was coming in this morning. So now if you're Ethan, you're like, okay, I need a good PR spin because he is definitely in crisis at this point.
Hmm.
So if Ethan was the call that came in, what can we come up with for this guy?
There's a lot of evidence there.
There's a lot of evidence.
It's not just like a quick camera shot. Huh.
Quit via text message. That's my advice. This is a tough one to spin, buddy. Sorry about that.
There are some that are so bad where I think the publicist would have to say, dude, you just got to come clean.
Well, no, we got to open our minds because a Hollywood publicist would find a spin.
Hold on. Right. What would Charlie Sheen's publicist do? We got to get into the mind of that because he was the one who was running around on all of the women.
Here's what we need to do.
With.
We need to spin it back on the girl, Brooke, who called up.
So she's the one that's been screwing around and crazy.
She is obviously crazy and betrayed his trust by entering into his computer.
Right.
And she created those emails in order to get him fired so he would spend more time with her?
Something like that. And the pictures that were taken over 4th of July weekend were obviously taken over a fence, through the woods,
photoshopped.
To grandmother's house
we
go.
Yeah.
But well, like, even they if they weren't, even if he came clean on those, because I don't think that's part of the offense, he was having sex with her on vacation, our caller, right?
Yeah.
So those are legit. So I think at that point he'd have to say, and I'm totally hurt that she would share this intimacy
right.
that we had together, because now you've got to create sympathy for him back.
Right.
So I can't believe that she would lash out in a way like this, where we shared something so special.
So not only is she betraying me and my trust, but in creating those emails, too, you have to understand, I mean, she's destroying someone else and someone else's life and our workplace. So, I mean, yeah, totally about her being, being out of her head.
Well, now, what if he created her as being crazy and a gold digger? Because he could say that she created all of this because he told her he wasn't going to buy her a Mercedes or something like that. Like, really, like, extra vilify her.
This is tough.
Okay.
This one is going to be tough,
All right.
You guys ready to think?
Okay, crisis PR.
All right, here we
go. Crisis mode.
Gabby, you're on the Burt Show's Crisis PR Management. Let's hear what you got.
Yes, good morning. Well, it's a little situation, and I still haven't resolved, and I still don't know how.
All right.
Well, here's the thing. I had just moved in with my boyfriend about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And he decided for any reason that he wanted to be nice and clean out my car because I haven't been around to it.
Okay.
So as he's cleaning my car, he calls me out of nowhere. He's like, I found a picture. I want to talk to you. And in my head, nothing popped up. So when he finally approached me, he had found a picture that I had took with my ex-boyfriend, my high school sweetheart.
Okay.
Now, I gave him no explanation for any reason, but the worst part about it was the camera that my recent boyfriend had just bought me, so I have no excuse, no nothing.
Oh, damn. Okay, so you can't say these were old pictures because they were taken.
No, it was with his camera that he bought me.
Oh.
Was there, we need a couple of more facts here, maybe. Were there any couple of weeks there where you guys took any kind of trial separation?
I mean, if we were mad like that weekend, I'm pretty sure it was that weekend, but I don't really know. We were mad at each other, but we never broke it off. I had just walked out, like, from the argument, and I went to go meet him. He didn't know anything about it until he found the pictures.
Is there any way that you could have run into your ex-boyfriend innocently?
No, because he lives about half an hour to an hour away from me now.
But
doesn't meet up with each other in order for us to run into each other.
Doesn't the Kroger near his house have the best deli of all the Krogers you've ever been to? So you are going. So you go to that grocery store to get your groceries because they have the freshest stuff. So you were up there. That puts you up there without a, you know.
Depends on what the pic was in the picture.
Yeah.
Like, what did the picture show?
By any chance, were you buying a sandwich?
I mean, different.
Well, see, the picture shows it's just my face and my high school sweetheart's face. It's just we pointed up the camera and shot it ourselves. You see nothing of a background or anything. I mean, I guess a little thing that helped with it, the camera was in black and white, so you can't see no color of the place where we were actually at.
That helps, actually, then.
That makes it worse, but it helps me, kind of.
Let me ask you.
Where were you, really?
We were at a parking lot from the mall.
Did you have sex with this guy?
No.
So... What if, I mean, are you, I'm just trying to figure out exactly what you're, like, you definitely shouldn't have been there, for sure. However, if you just tell him something to the effect of, I just made a bad decision, and after you and I got into a fight, he was the first person I turned to, I don't even know that that works, because he's going to be mad about that.
Yeah. I mean, of course, because he knows as a person, he's still afraid that I'll go back and run to him because of the fact he was my high school sweetheart.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously has reasons for that. You got
Tracy Peluso has it.
What do you got? Right. What do you got?
She put an old memory stick in a new camera and forgot to format it.
Old memory stick?
In the new camera and forgot to delete the pictures.
Is that a possibility?
No, because that camera was just a little disposable camera. It wasn't a digital camera.
That sucks.
Tracy sucks at this.
What about...
Gotta dumb it down.
Do you have any children with your current boyfriend or ex?
No. No kids at all yet.
Well, you can fall back on the Faith Hill excuse and go, I was just joking. Just a joke.
Because I know you say you have to make an effort to run in. I mean, there's always a possibility the ex-boyfriend was here. Is there any way that he was ran into her and was...
Does it have
cheering up? I don't know.
Does it have a date on the picture?
No, it doesn't. But I mean, like, the pictures, because, you know, after I got it developed, the picture before that was with me and my current boyfriend, and even the picture after that. So it's just that picture in the middle.
Now, if I was your manager, I'd say once you develop those pictures, you must separate them and not leave them in your car.
Well, it was just that picture alone. But it was just the little index copy where you see all the rest of them, and that's where he thought that it was in between both of them.
Oh, I see. So you took the large picture out, but that one that prints out
all of them.
The index was not there. Okay.
Boy, this one's tough.
This is really difficult.
Good thing we're not in this industry.
What did you say to, I mean, have you said anything to him yet?
I mean, he had asked me, but it was a good thing I was at work when he approached me. So I was like, well, I got to get back to work. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So it's still just kind of hanging there, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what we need to do is we need to ask the Burt Show community for help here. 404-741-1005. We'll do crisis management together.
It takes a village to lie.
Because we can't figure this one out. The picture is wedged in between two current pictures. It's of you and your old high school sweetheart. It was taken after you had an argument with your current, and the last place in the world you should have turned was to your ex. Your current has seen the picture. How do you explain that picture to your current? Damn.
Well, we have to say that it is a random run-in, that you randomly ran into this guy. So we've got to determine where you could randomly run into your ex-boyfriend.
I think that's the only way out of this.
Yeah, but then you've got the whole problem of...
He's only 30 minutes away or whatever.
And but the two faces, like, you randomly run into a lot of people, but when do you snap a picture like that?
Well, why would she have the camera anyway? Did you go specifically to see this guy and take pictures, or did
you... I just always carry that camera with me because you just never know what would happen that you need to take a camera with.
There you go.
And maybe you were taking that picture as proof that nothing happened in case somebody saw you guys hanging out together.
Oh!
There you go.
Booyah!
Like,
how is that proof that nothing happened?
I don't know.
Happened?
It's a stretch.
Yeah, so what? So is I'm joking. Or she was just joking.
Uh-huh. At least it's a deli.
But what if it's that, you know, I ran into him at the mall. We ended up talking and having a conversation. I shouldn't have talked to him about our fight, but I did. And I think that so-and-so, one of your friends that you and your current boyfriend know, I think so-and-so saw us at the mall. So to make sure that you didn't get any rumors or hear anything weird, I took a picture as proof that we saw each other that day, but nothing happened, and he was laughing about it, so that's why he's smiling in the picture. What do you think?
I think it's better than what she has now, which is zilch.
I actually think that's worse.
No.
Absolutely, because then that becomes, why would you think that I would think something would happen? Like, I run into a lot of people, and I don't take pictures of them.
Because it's an ex.
Unless you have a guilty conscience.
No, it's the ex. She was protecting herself.
He's my ex-boyfriend, and we were having a conversation, and I wanted to make sure that nobody misconstrued it the wrong way.
And Franklin has an idea for you also. Okay, Franklin, go ahead.
All right. I think she should tell her current boyfriend that her ex-boyfriend broke up with a girlfriend and he was very distraught, and he was looking for her consultation and comfort.
Still doesn't explain the picture, though. Like, was the picture part of trying to cheer him up, or goes back to what Jen said, is the picture was to show proof, I know, I'm acknowledging I was with him.
And I'm taking this picture just to, as kind of like security, just in case the word got back to you that we were with each other. I even took a picture just to show you nothing was going on.
And why would I show you a picture if something was?
Yeah.
That could work.
That could work.
I think it's
the only thing that can work.
The most important thing about crisis management with Faith Hill and with you is that you cannot show the behavior again. You know, like, you can't now then go back to your ex.
I don't want to go back to my ex, but that's kind of one of the reasons that I still talk to him, and occasionally we still talk.
Why?
Why is that?
Huh?
Why do you still talk to him if you don't want to go back to him?
Because I still find him as one of my best friends. We pretty much grew up together, so he understands me more than my current boyfriend does.
Now, you see, but as your publicist, we would have to tell you that. I mean, we can help you out of this jam, and I think Jen has probably given you the only possible scenario.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it's not even
Franklin's too, though.
They're not even that great, but they certainly are better than
nothing.
And I think it speaks volumes that he called you at work. And you said, hey, you know what, let's just talk about this later, and you were all cool and calm about it. that he's not pressing you on it, he's ready to believe your lie.
He is, but it's more of a fact that he knows it's true, and he thinks that if I still went with him or if I did anything with him on that day, like, what is he going to do about it? He's either going to leave me, and we're going to have to then make this big argument who's going to keep the house and all our belongings.
Has your current boyfriend ever met him before?
Yes.
How long ago?
It was maybe about 2 months ago.
And it was
actually, he met him on a bad way because I had went to go see my ex, and we were just hanging out at his job, and he knew where he worked, so he parked his car next to mine, waiting for me to go back into my car.
So this guy already knows what's going on. I mean, he's on to you.
Well, hold on, because I might have this might be a good one. Tracy actually might be good at this. So he knows what he looks like. Is your ex a good-looking guy?
Yes.
Because here's what I'm thinking. This is what Tracy's saying. I'm thinking she's onto something. What if you tell him, I took a picture of my ex because I don't know if you can tell or not, but he looks so much worse than he did when we were dating that I wanted to show my girlfriend, who used to think he was so hot, how ugly he's gotten.
It still doesn't get you to the point of what they were doing together anyway.
She ran into him.
So they're running into
because they
all
have
on
the
board
freshest
though.
Produce like that. At that particular grocery store.
So you were taking a picture of this guy actually to make fun of him with your current,
or with her friends,
or with your friends, rather than, well, for whatever reason you had before we started talking to you. Yeah, these are stretches, but they're certainly more believable than nothing.
I guess so.
Glad to help.
Hold on one sec, Pam.
Okay.
Pam, go ahead. You're on Q100.
She totally needs to just reverse psychology. And say, if there was something I was trying to hide, why would I take a picture? Duh.
Hello.
I was just totally denying. It's just like, it's right there.
Uh-huh.
Why would I leave that?
Okay, well, go ahead.
In the camera, if it was... She just needed to reverse psychology and make him think about it. Just get into his head.
What if you do what... It's so obvious. Do what a guy would do. Just deny that that's you in the picture.
Right.
That's not me. I took that picture because my ex-boyfriend's dating someone who looks just like me.
It's R. Kelly PR.
Yes.
That's not me. All right, so what we have come up for you is this, is that it was a spontaneous meeting, perhaps.
You randomly ran into him at the mall.
Yep.
And I like Franklin's part about it, was... he needed some advice, so I felt bad for him. We've grown up together. I've known him a long time, so we ended up talking. And you can pick either one of the excuses, either Tracy and Jeff's spin on it, where he
just got ugly.
He didn't look good. He got ugly, so I took a picture to make fun of him later. Or you could take the other angle, where I took a picture just to make sure you would know nothing was wrong in case anybody saw me talking to him and consoling him at the mall.
Okay.
The Burt Show.